It's about 9 o'clock. I've had dinner and I've cleaned up and I'm more or less ready for the night. I've made sure that my little alarm is in place and working. It's just a simple fish line strung around the camp with an alarm. And I've also slung my hammock, not at ground level as my usual practice is, but over the load bin, suspended between the crash bar and a tree, so that I sleep a little bit higher. And hopefully the whole contraption, that's me in the hammock and the vehicle below, is sufficiently intimidating to a predator that that they won't come and bother me. I'm a little bit careful about the lion tracks I saw yesterday. I've decided before I go to bed, I'm going to indulge in a last cup of wine. And let's see to what the night brings. The lion started roaring. He's quiet now, but I hope he's going to roar again so that you can hear. I hope he was quite far, maybe 3 kilometers away. There. He's very far away. There. Now there's a spur fell, feeling a bit uncomfortable. He's far, but it's still... makes the spur fowl feel uncomfortable. I'm also quite uncomfortable, quite frankly. This is something very primal. It grips the gut. It awakens a deep respect. I have to admit that I'm a little bit afraid. I'm out in the open. If he comes here, he's quiet now. Maybe he'll start again. It sounded like a male lion on patrol around the territory, because he was roaring alone. But he doesn't want to roar again. He'll probably roar again a bit later from a different position. If I'm still awake then, or have access to my recorder, I can actually try and record it again. Let's see. He's more northwest now, so he's moving. There he goes. There he goes. There. He's closer now. Maybe he's 1 kilometer. It's difficult to judge. Depends a bit on the wind, on the denseness of the bush, whether he's roaring full out. Those short roars, he's probably not more than about 1 kilometer away, otherwise they wouldn't have been so audible. It sounds like if he's moving like that, he might be a male patrolling. He might be roaring to make contact. Contact calling. Maybe he's trying to make contact with his partner, or with the rest of the pride. I saw some tracks earlier today, 4 females about, and some juveniles. Didn't see any cub prints. Yeah, the thing with a dangerous predator like that, question is always, this lion is not very far away. He's closer, even closer now. He might be as close as 500-600 meters. Let me just try and form an idea. Now, the thing is to try and establish what his intentions are. One doesn't know his condition. Is he perhaps desperately hungry? In other words, is he has he been hurt and is he desperate for food? Or is he just patrolling casually? The thing is, but at this one, I don't think is hurt. He might be hungry, and I'm potential prey, of course. If he decides that he wants to come for me, there's not much I can do about it. This line is not very far away. He's not more than 500 meters away now. Actually, I'm getting the feeling he's like more like 200, max 300 meters away. As a last resort, I can get into the cab if he gets any closer and I become aware of him. And I can spend the night there at a bush, but very uncomfortable, and one doesn't want to overreact. But a lion at night is dangerous. The same lion that will run away from you during the day is predatory and aggressive at night. So I'm very careful of lions at night. Here in the wilderness, where I'm very far away from any human being, it's not so bad because the lions are not used to humans. And they have there he is again. He's really not far away. Definitely not more than 500, maybe 300 meters now. He might be coming this way, I'm not sure. So when lions are not used to humans, they have a natural aversion of them. And then it's okay. Then they usually don't bother one. But could be different. They could be used to humans. If I'm out in the open, even if I'm above the load bin in the hammock, I mean, it'll be short work for him. If he comes to within sight of the camp and I can catch him in my spotlight, then I'd rather go for the cab option for tonight. I could try cracking my bullwhip at him, but it's a bit awkward getting out of the hammock, which I've slung over the load bin exactly because of the possible presence of lions. And then I getting out and cracking the whip. The other problem is that the whip lash part might get caught in a branch over it, and there's no cracking. I'll just be standing with the whip in my hand and feel rather sheepish. So perhaps the cab is the better option after all. He's gone quiet now. He might be heading off, might have become aware of me and decided I'm not interesting or I'm not worth it. It is a little bit intimidating, I guess, to a wild lion. The vehicle and the bits of camping equipment, my chair and so on, that are scattered around and me moving around. There's no fire, so that doesn't scare him off. But it is unusual for a wild lion, and wild animals, lions included, don't take unnecessary risks. Because they might get hurt, and that might be the end of them, even if it's a smallish wound and they are alone. They might not make it if they can't hunt effectively. So they're very careful in general. Lions, of course, are very robust. I mean, one can see it when they take on really heavy prey like buffalo or giraffe or so. But they're still careful. Less so than a leopard, because a leopard is so reliant on its agility and speed. And the same for a cheetah. Lions hunt in a pride, so they have got support normally. And they can also feed off the kills of the others, whereas leopards and cheetahs are very often alone, or mostly alone, and they cannot afford at all to get dirt. Well, it's now almost half an hour since he last roared. Maybe a bit longer. Wasn't checking, but it's quite a while. I think he might have moved on. Here he roared again. But I was busy at the back of the load bin, so I wasn't paying close attention. But to be able to know what's going on, or to derive what's going on. So let's see, maybe he roars again. There he goes again. He's definitely further away, and he's further west, maybe a bit south too. Yeah, he's further away. Those are really full lung roars now. Maybe he's might be a bit of territorial behavior too. He's turned his head away now because his roars are becoming muffled. He might have gone into a bit of a dip, and there might be some dense vegetation between us. Well, it's been wonderful, but it's also a relief that he's moving off, because spending the night in the cab is not very comfortable. So I'll wait around a little bit more, and then I'll see if I can get some sleep after this little party.